Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience of owning them is a great one.
A new legacy in sound. JLab's new luxury over-ear headphones, seamlessly blending innovation and lab quality sound.
Over here at Fake Doctors Real Friends, we love our JLab Audio headphones. They feature over 70 hours of playtime, four different colorways to choose from, and three noise control modes. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Okay, I am now recording.
Great.
In the new studio. It's going to be a little loud.
It's going to be a little echoey, yeah. Is this going to be your permanent residence? I don't think so, because it's in the middle of the home.
Yeah, no, it won't be.
Tell us about your new home. Congratulations. Mazel tov, as my people say.
Thank you very, 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 very much. It's under construction still.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. DWP just came through.
So you have gas?
Not a lot of stuff is to code.
Oh. I see.
I got some fixings to do.
Yeah, but it's exciting. That room you're in is really cool. It's got one of those library ladders, listeners. I love a library ladder. I'm a sucker for a library ladder. You could be like Belle and swing. What is she saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's her opening song.
What's her opening song? Come on, Donald. This is your business.
Do you want to know it for real? Do you want me to sing it?
I just want you to sing one line.
There goes the baker with his tray. Always.
Yes. So you
the
can
same
sing
old
that.
Bread and rolls to sell.
Yes. You can sing that on your library ladder.
No, I don't want to do that. Oh, isn't this amazing? It's my favorite part because you'll see.
You make a lovely bell, Donald.
Audience, he has gotten up on the ladder.
I saw this. Yeah, audience, he's sliding on the ladder. I saw this meme that was like, if she's the only one that reads in this town and he loans her the books for free, this is obviously a front.
I posted that, and yes, 200%.
You're saying it's a weed store?
I don't know what's going on.
Something's going down.
How is that guy making money? I mean, no one.
I made the mistake of walking. Well, it wasn't a mistake, but I was just really young. But I walked into a record store to try and buy like Belle Biv DeVoe's Poison or something like that. And it was a record store front. Really, they were selling weed in there. And so, but they fronted like it was a record store. So they had all the posters up and shit like that, but no inventory. No.
They had like one record in each slot.
And I was like, yo, you got that new Belle Biv DeVoe? And he looked at me. He was like, nah.
Nah. I got that Poison, though. You want that Poison?
That new Belle Biv DeVoe.
That's funny.
It's good to see you. I was just in New York doing a Paley Center panel.
How did that go?
For Bill's new show. It was very funny. Lots of laughs. Can you see those online, Joelle? Is that something people can watch?
I don't know.
We'll Google it. But you can. We did a panel. Everyone but Mr. Ford was there, and it was a blast. We laughed our butts off. Show's really good. I know I can say that because I only directed one episode. It's not like it's my baby or anything. So I can tell you objectively, it's very, very funny and very heartfelt. And I think you're going to love it. And everybody check it out. It's on Apple TV Plus. The first three dropped, not the whole thing. The first three.
You know, I prefer it when streaming services just let you watch the whole thing straight up.
That's
just me.
I like looking forward, like with White Lotus season 2 as an example, I loved the old school feeling of be like, oh my God, we have to wait till next week. I like that. It makes you talk about it all week.
I hate that. I hate that. No, I don't like it. I like watching the movie. I don't like watching the...
All right, but as a producer of content, don't you find that people talk about it more if you string it out? If you just binge the whole thing, you might like the next day be like, oh, I binged such and such. It was good. Meanwhile, stringing it out for weeks, you're like, oh my God, are you watching White Lotus season 2? It's so good.
I don't know. Stranger Things, everybody binged Stranger Things and that wasn't a, you know what I mean? Or I don't know. I feel like I like the movie better, you know what I mean, than the show. That's just me though.
Okay. I hear you. Did you watch, my nephew got me all excited to watch this video game show that everyone's very into.
I did not watch it.
Yes. Okay, oh my God, Zach. Did you watch it?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Listen, I knew nothing about it and I was excited because it got, you know, everyone loves it. It's my nephew's favorite video game. I got all stoked. I'm watching it. I'm proud of, happy for everyone involved. And I'm like, oh, zombies. Come on.
But they're like the most inventive zombies I've ever seen. They're really cool. Like that opening scene in the first movie where it's like a talk show back in the 60s and they're explaining what would happen if fungus could live inside of humans. Like immediately I was like, I am so freaked out, horrified. It could
potentially happen.
The fungus
actually does exist. It actually does exist is what we found out in the news. If you read.
Yes, I know, but
it infects ants. Yeah.
All right, listen.
You ain't not like a zombie ant. Mutating.
You like zombie movies, Donald? You watch a zombie show?
I fucking hate zombie movies.
Yeah, I'm not a zombie guy.
Why do you guys hate zombies?
You just lost me at zombies.
It's the same shit over and 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 over. Yo, I can tell you this. Look, check this out. Dawn of the Dead and what's the name of that show? Resident Evil.
Sure.
Video game and what's the name of that? Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And World War Z. And guess what they all have in common?
Zombies.
The same plot. Zombies.
But that's like, it's a theme. That's it.
There's nothing.
I agree.
Every now and then create some unique way of how they're created or something like that. But for the most part, it's the same shit.
I agree.
Over and over and over.
You know what the plot of a zombie movie is?
What?
Zombies.
Oh my gosh. Do you guys like the trope of like Lone Wolf and Little Cub? Is that I know you do, Donald.
Listen, we're in the minority. This is a hugely popular show, and I'm happy for everyone involved. I'm just, zombies are not my jam.
That's fair.
I'm just
my nephew's swiping away tears.
Yeah. They had right.
So, but Damon, you must have played the game. Like he obviously has a connection to the game. He loves the music. He loves the characters.
Yeah, and how faithful it is to the game is what people are really happy about, especially after Uncharted, which is also based on a game made by the same company. People were like, "Well, that, you know, no hate, sucked." But Last of Us is extremely faithful, and Pedro Pascal, Bella Ramsey are knocking
just
it out
kiss.
Of the park. In
oh
my
God.
Humble opinion.
Yeah. Sure. He's going to host SNL with Coldplay. I'll be tuning in.
Ooh.
Oh, I went to SNL too, which was so fun. Bill and I went on a mandate. Bill and I had the best mandate.
Fuck you!
Why? You weren't in town, baby girl.
We don't go on mandates anymore.
You don't like to be up past 8:30.
I don't. You're right. I don't.
Bill and I went to a really nice dinner, and then we went to see comedy at the Comedy Cellar in Manhattan on McDougal, which is the best comedy place in Manhattan. And my stepsister was on, Jessica Kirsten, who's a hilarious comedian.
Oh, wow.
And then we went to SNL, and Aubrey Plaza and Sam Smith were on the show, and that was so fun.
Did he do Mommy Don't Know Daddy?
I didn't know that was him, by the way.
Did she come out too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit! Ooh, daddy.
She was under his dress. Yo. He was wearing this big dress, and then he was in this giant dress, and then he lifted up the dress, and she came out. Right, Joelle? You see that?
Yes. Yeah. She crawled right out from under it, and it was adorable.
She crushes the whole verse, man.
So good.
Speaking of which, we're going to get to it later in the show. We have something special for you today. I did some experimenting with ChatGPT, is that how you say it? Mm-hmm. Like everyone else is, and we have some AI created Scrubs content.
Oh, gosh.
And some of it's beautiful. Some of it's beautiful. There's a scene about JD and Turk riding an eagle. This is just to tee it up so you don't miss the end of the show. There's a scene about JD and Turk discussing guy love, which is very beautiful. Then I asked it to write a rap about JD and Turk in the style of Meg the Stallion and to write a rap in the style of Busta Rhymes.
The Busta Rhymes one is funny. It's like, JD and Turk now. Busta Rhymes now. I love Busta.
Did Busta often mention himself in his raps? I don't remember that.
From the Dungeon Dragon. Change your shitty drawers because your pants are sagging. Chickeny Choco, the chocolate chicken, the real cock diesel. Come on, man. Busta Rhymes. The rhythm is in sync. My rhymes is on time. Come on, man.
Yeah, I was peeing on music videos at the height of the Busta Rhymes sensation.
They were the best.
One of the best MCs to ever do it, Busta Rhymes. That's for real, for real. Mm. No bull.
Well, certainly.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying yeah, like I know. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but like if you were ever to do like a top 75, like you know how they have the top 75 NBA players of all time?
Yeah.
Busta Rhyme is definitely in the top 75
NBA players of all time.
They were to do it that way. NBA players of all time. That's
you have a favorite Busta song, Donald?
I have so many favorite Busta. Yeah. Like the stuff that he did with like Baby Sham and Flip Mode Squad, yeah.
Hey.
Flip Mode. Flip Mode is the squad. Yeah. That record's fire. Ooh, that was the introduction of Rod Digger, introduction of so many people. One of my favorite, God on the Move, Pardon Me, Duke. You know, some of the best lines. I love Busta, but my favorite Busta Rhymes song ever is Scenario.
That's a good one.
But that's only because of all the other people that are on it and how when he, it was like the introduction to Busta Rhymes, right? So like you knew him if you were a fan of Leaders of the New School. That's one of the best songs ever made.
I like the one he did with Janet. That one was
Wu-Tang nice. Forever.
All right. I can't contribute to this conversation at all. I liked it. I like listening to it. Let's get into the show. Donald Faison, count us in.
5, 6, 7, 8. Some stories about a show we made. About a bunch of doctors and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that you all should know.
What a wacky episode this is. I mean, here's the thing. This is the last episode, I believe, before the writer strike began. That's what Scrubs Wiki said. Now, just to remind you what was going on, this is 2008, and the Writers Guild of America was about to go on strike. But what was interesting is that this is a very short season, season 7, because the writer strike, Bill was pretty sure the show was ending, I think. He thought the writer strike would ultimately, I don't think our ratings were as high as they used to be, and he thought the writer's strike might kill it. And so this is episode 10 of 11 in this season. It's called My Waste of Time. And then the 11th one was one which was an homage to Princess Bride, and it's called My Princess. And I'm really proud of that episode, and you've heard me say this before. It's really cool, but I think it was unfairly judged because Bill was sort of scrambling, and some people thought like it was meant to be a series finale.
But no,
it was meant to be just a special episode, yeah. But it got kind of treated like, oh, we're going out like this. And everyone was like, that's how you're ending the show? So rewatch it if you're a person who rewatches the show, because I think it's a pretty awesome episode of TV.
And we're going to discuss it next week, too.
Of course we will. I'm just saying there's just a little trivia about why this season only has 11 episodes.
I thought this was a very wacky episode. I thought it had a lot of funny moments in it, though. I laughed a lot.
I laughed a lot. It's got some wacky ass shit in it, though. They were throwing a lot of sink was getting thrown.
Yo, I'm just gonna put it. I'm just gonna put it like this. This is Robert Mascio's episode for some of the most. Oh my God, Rob!
I can't believe they put that. We'll get to it, but I can't believe they put that on NBC. I remember this whole ball thing being very tricky.
Because
you notice
this.
Never cut to any of the stuff we talk about in Ballmark. And they shot footage of it, but they weren't allowed to use any of the pictures of the fake nuts.
Yeah. I remember us doing that scene where we're looking at the balls, and I remember us
in Ballmart, and we were cracking up.
And I remember us doing the scene in the ice house.
We'll get there. Yeah, okay. But do you remember, like, there's these thing called truck nuts that the guys who are guys and gals who have truck hitches on their pickup trucks or whatever can put these fake balls that hang down.
Sagging balls, yes.
Yeah, and they're called truck nuts. Right? Yes. Is that what they're called?
I don't know what they're called, but that sounds
I just remember in the display cases there were all sorts of testicle things. And some of them just to fill the cases were truck nuts. This is a real thing, actually, for those of you who think it might be false. People who
Really?
Absolutely is. You can get a prosthetic testicle if you are self-conscious because you've had one or two removed. Absolutely.
I did not know that.
Joelle, you can double check that, but I'm
not. No, that's true. Yeah, I don't need to look it up.
But you can't get like a heated one, is my point.
No. And I don't think you're allowed to get a third one added if you've got two real ones. I think. Well, I don't know. You know, in this
day and
age,
you'd have to find a doctor.
Would be kind of cool if that was like a secret weapon that you had attached to your body.
Yeah,
like a nut laser.
No, what about if you had like a unique thing to hit on women? Like, hey, I've got three balls.
I've got to see.
Yeah. And she or he is like, show me.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms apply. Have you tried the new Target Circle? It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. And try the new Target Circle 360. It's for the VIP Target shoppers. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Seven-10, My Waste of Time. It was written by Andy Schwartz.
Directed by Chris Koch. I hang out with Andy Schwartz.
And Andy Schwartz, as we've told you, is the grandson of the legendary Sherman Schwartz, who created many TV shows, including The Brady Bunch and Gilligan's Island, right?
Yes, Donald? Gilligan's Island.
Which I grew up on. I think I've told you that my mom would judge time for me as a child. I'd say, how much longer? And she'd say, 2 Gilligan's Islands. And Chris Koch, who was one of our favorite directors of the show Scrubs. So Dr. Cox has become the intern chief of medicine because Kelso has retired.
He's the new chief of medicine, yes.
Yes, and he wants to be called chief by everybody.
I understand that.
Yes, he would like anyone to refer to him as the chief. And I like
his and Jordan's little storyline where they sit on the couch and do all of the work while the brain trust has now taken over Kelso's office,
right,
as the new clubhouse.
Yes, the brain trust has planted themselves. What do you call it? Squatting. They're squatting in Kelso's office. Ted and Todd and Doug and the janitor have taken it over, and that's where they plan to hold all their tri-daily Now, keep in mind, they have tri-daily brain trust meetings.
Meetings, yes. How long is each meeting, though?
I don't know, but also, like, you know, the janitor clearly isn't cleaning anything.
Well, Doug, not on Tuesdays, we learn.
We also learn he doesn't clean anything on Tuesdays.
The brain trust does.
Yes, he makes the brain trust clean. Now, Ted is the lawyer for the hospital. Todd is the top surgeon at the hospital.
Yes.
Doug is the
mortician.
Yes.
No, that's what you call it. What do you call it when you're a morgue doctor? It's not mortician. Joe, will you look that up for us? Because we fake doctors don't know that word. There's a term for it. But anyway, he's so fucked up. He brings a brain to the brain trust meeting.
But that's such a great idea. as a mascot?
As a mascot, he brings a brain in a jar.
Brain trust? Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a very responsible of him as a
no,
doctor.
No, but it's not responsible for them to have tri-daily meetings either.
That's true. I don't think anybody, no matter what your job is, should have tri-daily meetings. I don't think that's right. Yes, Joel.
Coroner.
Oh, he's a coroner.
Coroner? Really? No, coroner. Coroner is related to crime.
I've seen a pathologist.
Pathologist. That's the term I was looking for. Pathologist,
medical examiner.
A pathologist is what he is.
Okay.
I don't know. If you're out there and you work in a hospital,
you can yell the right answer at your phone or your device. I'm pretty sure it's a pathologist because a coroner, I think, is crime related.
Oh, there's also a diner, D-I-E-N-E-R. A diner is a morgue worker responsible for handling, moving, and cleaning the corpse.
No, but that's at the morgue when you're getting ready for a funeral. I think when it comes into the hospital, it's a pathologist.
Isn't it a morgue
in the hospital, though? The hospital morgue?
Yes, but I don't think, if I'm not mistaken, you can be a mortician and not a doctor, right?
Yeah. Pathologists perform the autopsies to determine the cause of death. So that's probably what we're talking about here.
All right. There's so many doctors and nurses screaming their devices right now.
I think Doug is a pathologist.
Yes. Well, I'm the one who decided that. So thank you. There's an issue with Plomox.
We didn't decide. It wasn't official until I said it.
Oh, okay.
So
you made it
I'm
official.
I'm going to just say you decided it, but I made it official. So
I got it. Thank you for that. Okay, cool. Yeah. Hey, Daniel. No, yes. Not Daniel. Well, Daniel. You can listen too, but I meant Donald. There's an issue with Plomox. Now, Plomox, we established way many seasons ago with Heather Locklear.
Yes.
And which is a commentary on how these drugs are pushed to doctors by their sales reps. And now we've learned this many years later that Plomox could be killing people who take it if they have diabetes. They ask, they call Kelso to see if he'll help with this new issue, and he starts cackling.
He's like, that ain't my problem anymore. I don't work there.
Right. I'm over it. Now, Elliot becomes obsessed with if she is responsible for losing a patient because of this new Plomox problem, and she's going to go seek him out. And that is sort of the main storyline for JD and Elliot, that he's going to go with her and help find a patient that she's concerned she may have caused harm to. She wants to make sure he's alive. Meanwhile.
And we think it's for certain reasons, and it turns out to be for another.
Yes. And Turk's storyline really focuses around Carla wants another baby.
Yes. And I don't understand what Turk's. I know Turk is like, yo, dude, I don't know if we can afford. Or even if we can't afford, you know, the way that you jumped into it isn't necessarily, you know, you're just springing it on me and I have to agree with it. Like, but Turk, get over it, dude. That's sex. That's so much sex, man. And that, you know, Turk is based off of Donald Faison. And I don't mean to speak of myself in a third person. But if it were me,
right,
I would shut the fuck up and start fucking.
Right. Well, at the end of the episode, Turk pulls a full Donald Faison and acquiesces when he learns that he can have sex anytime,
every day.
Anytime he wants for a month, he can tap her shoulder.
Yes. And she got to give it up.
Yeah. So that was very Donald Faison-esque of Turk.
That sounds like the best deal ever. And after.
Yeah, but all right. But okay. Now, like, you don't want another kid now, do you?
But I got the shit. I got the shit snipped.
Oh, well, so no. But I'm saying, in the spirit, for those people who can relate, you finally get the baby handled. It's he or she is sleeping through the night. They got rid of their nanny, who they realized was stealing Turk's rice puddings. They've got it dialed. And I'm sure so many parents can relate. You finally got it dialed. She's like, I want another baby.
I want to talk to, I'm going to bring Casey up in here because this is very similar to what happened with us. So, Daniel, play that motherfucking music.
Casey, come down here. I don't know nothing about raising these fools. So tell me what to do. I don't know nothing about raising these kids. And that's what it is.
Okay, so we're talking about how...
Tom Cruise?
No, we're not talking about Tom Cruise. We should be talking about Tom Cruise. I'm going to say something right now.
Go ahead. I love how the only thing she wanted to talk about was Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise?
I'm going to digress, but I'm going to say something right now. The fact that he didn't get nominated for Best Actor is blasphemy for everyone out there who is like, but it's... look, let's put it this way. He saved cinema. He brought everybody back to the movie theaters. Mm-hmm.
My ass wasn't going to a movie theater, but I went for Top Gun.
Right. Not only is it a great movie, he carries it. He carries the biggest movie of the year. The biggest movie of the year, he carries it. And he saved cinema and brought everybody back to the movie theaters. If that's not enough to at least get a nomination, you can't add one more or at least a lifetime achievement. Yeah. Like, y'all got to give him something, man. Because this is some bullshit now, man. And I never thought I'd ever jump up and stand on a Tom Cruise soapbox in my life.
Me neither. This is passionate.
But you got to keep it 100, man. That dude saved movie theaters. You know what I mean? The few that are still left, everybody went and sat in to see that movie. More than Thor, more than Black Panther, more than all of these Marvel movies and everything, more than what's been rocking the box office for the last 10, 15 years. He stepped in and did something. He did a military movie and people went and saw that shit during the pandemic. Come on, bro. You're killing me. Hold on. Okay, so babe, what we're talking about.
And we're back.
So what we're talking about is, remember when we were
talking about, try and share your phones.
When we had just had Rock on, he was so cute, and he was in the bed and everything like that, and he was lying down, and you were like, I want to have another one. And then what changed our minds in the middle of?
What he's talking about, just so you get what's happening in the episode, is they've just finally got the baby dialed in. The baby's sleeping through the night, and they're popping champagne because they're like, it's a whole new chapter. And then Turk is so happy that they finally got it dialed. And then Carla says to him, I want another baby. And Donald said, I got to bring Casey down here.
Yeah, because you think, oh my God, this is so awesome. This is so easy. We made it through. We're there. And then, so we start fucking and trying to get pregnant. And
you fuck around, you're going to find out. That's real talk.
Because I'm like, let's do it. Why wouldn't we have five? This is so awesome. It's not near as hard as we thought it would be. He's sleeping 12 hours. He's this, he's that. So then we were doing it for like a month. Not really focused on it, but just casually, like, not being safe.
Right.
No, we were focused.
He was focused. I wasn't like taking. I wasn't marking the calendar.
Let's put it this way:
anything.
I wasn't trying to put the baby in her yet. I was still trying to have foreplay for a couple of months.
Yeah,
right. Okay, you were trying to draw it out because you've been given permission for lots of sex. You were worried, like, what if I get her pregnant too quick? Then I'm not going to get my month of fun.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be honest. This fucker started walking at 10 months. Mm-hmm. And we were
This fucker, she means Rocco. She means Rocco.
By this fucker, she means her son.
She means our son when she says this fucker.
For anybody, nobody obviously listening knows my son, but Rocco was born with the most insane amount of energy of any child I've ever seen till this day. And when he started walking, I was like, oh, fuck that. I don't want another kid right now. And then I was like, oh, fuck, I'm pregnant. It took so long to get pregnant the first time that you don't think, weeks I'm going to be pregnant.
That was the best part. She said, I want to get pregnant. And then we started having sex and it All right. So part of it's sad because it wasn't working at first. But the other part was, is that she was resilient and was like, well, it didn't work that time. Let's get back up in there and do it some more.
if he could get me Word. Pregnant now, he would.
Yeah.
No, I don't mean it like that.
No. If we could have sex I would.
Pretend to impregnate me every day, he would.
Yes.
Yeah.
He does.
You guys are so cute. I mean, they're like.
Okay, that's enough. Okay.
All right, take the headphones. Right. Bye, Casey.
Bye, bye Casey. Casey.
Listen, bye. Couple goals, guys, right?
So
couple
cute. Goals. So cute.
They're so Thank cute. You. They're so in love.
We're making it through, yo. This is really difficult. Moving into a new place with your spouse is really hard.
Yeah, and they say moving is one of the most stressful things for people. That and public speaking are two of the things that.
Hold on. She wants to talk some more. Hold on. I've now sparked another.
Yeah, you create a monster.
Oh, no. I have to tell you this because I'm going to put this fucker on blast.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Oh, let's go. So
I got new floors for this house. This is all I've wanted for 10 years.
Shout out.
This is my Christmas, birthday, anniversary, Valentine every day for the next 10 years, okay?
No, it's not. But yeah, you got
Anyway, I get these floors. This fucker also, I packed the entire family. Donald packed his animation. I'm the seventh mover. Me and six guys move our entire house.
While I'm working, though.
While Donald's working, in his defense. Right. But I'm also doing manual labor with these guys.
Right.
You know, they even made me go get coffee at one point because they were like, you're in our way. So I'm stressed out. I'm
she
spent.
Did the hand gesture. You know it's a problem when she does it, when the hands go like this when they start twisting.
So anyway. Here we go. Anyway, we get into the house. And he's trying to test the key. This is after he's been at work for 2 days, getting, you know, glamorized and all this shit.
Right.
He wants to test the keys. I walk off to go in the backyard to deal with the kids. And here comes my kid. Rocco's like, Dad needs you. He needs you. And I come back in. I'm like, what's wrong? And I open the door. He's like, I said I was checking the keys. Why would you walk away? I'm locked out of the house. And I was like, oh my God, we're all here. Like, it's not that big of a deal. And he had just, and I'll be honest, he hadn't smoked all day.
Oh, he was grumpy. He didn't have his medicine.
He laid into me and I'm like, you haven't done shit. What the fuck? And I'm going off on him like, are you kidding me? Because you couldn't get in the house? Walk to the driveway. Like, the garage is open. And he's yelling at me. So then he's like, I'm badass. I'm going to go upstairs. In his mind, he's like, I'm going to start moving shit. He goes upstairs and starts throwing boxes and moving shit and scratches.
No.
Oh, no.
My floor. I swear it was like, I was like a meth head that just dropped the last fix.
No.
I fell on the ground. Crying. I was Casey. My floor, why would you do this? You haven't lifted a thing in fucking 2 weeks and you're gonna do this and scratch my floor. He's like, this is the other thing, because he just came off a job. I will, in his defense, he's never been like this. So I don't want people to think he's that guy. He's never been like this. He's like, I paid for this shit. I'll scratch this shit if I want. This is my shit. And I was like, who the fuck are you? And my kids are standing there. I was like, you don't do shit.
This is the first time ever our kids
have never seen us have an argument.
Your kids have never seen you fight the whole time you've been together.
No, because the only thing we fight about really is sex. Well, that's a whole other episode. Yeah. Anyway.
So then you guys fucked on the floor.
No. So my kids start crying. They're like, what's happening? Don't yell. And Wilder's,
this new house is cursed.
Yeah. And Wilder's hitting Donald. She goes, don't talk to my mom like that.
He's Oh my God.
And he's like, this is my house. I paid for this. Blah, 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 blah. I was like, I quit. I'm out. And I went and packed a bag. Fucking threw it in the car. This is what moving does.
Oh my God. Yeah. Shit got dramatic.
This is dramatic.
My kids are bawling. They're like, don't leave
us. Where were you going with your bag?
Well, I got in my car and I was like, I'm going to a hotel and I'm getting all the massages I can get. And I drove around I drove around, and then my kids start FaceTiming me. They're like, don't leave us.
Oh my God.
So then I drove around, and I almost went to a bar because I was like, I need a drink. And then I almost like, whatever. I just was so pissed. I was like, I need to get away. Told the kids. I was like, this is a grown-up thing. We love you. I just need some space because I don't want to use my body. I want to use my words, and I need to come up with my words because all I want to do is use my body right now. And so I drove around, and then I finally came home and had to stay upstairs because I refused to come downstairs because we weren't talking. So he, and I'd been crazy craving pizza for 2 weeks. This fucker ordered all this pizza and was like, come on, kids, let's eat.
Oh,
so I had to sit up in my room.
So how did you finally make up? What happened?
Oh, I apologize.
The next morning I came downstairs. He was like, sorry, I scratched your floor. I was like, sorry, I didn't help you get in the house.
Aww. See,
and
that's a happy ending.
My kids are
and
like,
then we fucked.
Yeah, then we had to have sex.
Oh my God.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Wow, what a story. I have
legendary.
I have so many questions.
This is what happens, though, man, when you move into a new house.
It's funny because before she came back, I was going like, couple goals. You guys have it so dialed.
No, I know.
And then she told a story about packing up and leaving and the kids are crying in the driveway.
Yeah, I know. I know, man. But that's what this does, man. It takes you to another level and you wind up saying things that you didn't think you'd say, you know, and parenting and familying, and it's hard, man. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. It's hard enough to take care of yourself. Imagine having to take care of other people and feeling the pressure and the responsibility of having to do that shit. You know, yeah. I am one of the luckiest people on the planet that my wife doesn't take shit personally. You know what I mean? Like, or personal, you know, when it comes from me, and she understands that I'm venting. And that I'm and that maybe I'm tired or whatever it is.
Well, and the good news is that you can apologize and make up, and that's the important part, and take responsibility, and not just and that was smart of you. It sounds like you both kind of hit a breaking point and had to have it out, and then it sounds like you had some nice makeup sex, and you apologized, and it was all good.
Word.
Yeah.
On that note, everybody, let's take a quick break, and we will come back and actually talk about the TV show Scrubs.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Have you tried the new Target Circle? It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. And try the new Target Circle 360. It's for the VIP Target shoppers. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Everybody likes a little ass play, dude.
And we're back.
Everybody likes a little ass play, dude.
They do. Oh, yeah. Now, Donald, talking about Scrubs, okay?
Speaking
let's talk
of ass play, Donald. No.
Speaking of ass play, Donald. All right, so we go into, so we're in Walmart, and we're talking about all the different prosthetic testicles Turk can get. One says, I'm with stupid, and has an arrow pointing to the real testicle. And then we go into the very rare fantasy within a fantasy. And
yes,
Turk has selected a testicle that also has a hand warmer in it. And we're on a ice fishing trip with Dr. Cox and Todd.
And somehow we fell through the ice. All four of us fell through the ice. Is that what happened?
It looks like.
Because they're wet.
I think the implication was that all four of us fell through the ice, but your ball testicle warmer has magically dried you.
Yes.
And we're shivering in the cold.
And Cox notices and says, is it Cox or the Todd? But they notice that. Yeah, notices, well, why aren't you cold? Why aren't you shivering?
Yeah.
And Turk says, all right, fine. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
And then there's a smash cut.
Yes.
To probably one of the best shots I've ever seen in Scripps history.
I think we should post to advertise this episode.
I think I might.
It's the most homoerotic thing that's probably ever been on NBC.
Yeah. Well,
there's three naked men gathered around.
Will and Grace was on NBC, so I don't know.
Did Will and Grace ever have three shirtless men gathered around another man's naked balls?
Not that I can remember.
No.
I sent the picture audience to the group and said, can you believe this was on NBC? It's very funny. But anyway, we're all gathered. And Turk says, careful, y'all. That bad boy runs hot.
Yes.
And then I say, you're telling me. And I turn and I've got a ball burn mark on my cheek.
This is how familiar JD feels with Turk.
I rested that nut on my face.
Yes, because it's your best friend and you're allowed.
And I was cold. I was that cold.
Oh, my God.
And then we cut to the end of the cold open where Todd comes into the hospital's waiting room and says, best trip ever, ice fishing 5. And he's got ball burns all over his face, body, and hand from clutching and cuddling Turk's ball.
Warm.
What the hell happened in that ice fishing tent?
I feel like it was a Brokeback Mountain trip.
Yeah. I implied shit went down because, listen, we've seen Brokeback Mountain. We know what can happen in a tent. Mm-hmm. And I think you took your balls out and we were cold.
And everybody.
And you know what?
Everybody likes a little ass play, no doubt. Everybody got a little warm.
All right, that's the end of the cold open, which is just the cold open. It's pretty epic. Okay, so Ted, we just learned how to open up his briefcase.
Right. And it's taken years for him to do it also.
Yes.
He says to Dr. Cox, I'm now your number two, so anything you need, I got you. And right. Cox says, okay, that's great. Can you do me a favor and file this and go get me a coffee?
Right.
And Ted, in that moment, tries to open his briefcase again.
And he's forgotten how now.
And he's forgotten how. He's like, I just had it.
So there you go. In all the seasons of Scrubs you've watched up to now, that briefcase he just holds to look like a lawyer. He does not know how to open it.
He's never put anything inside of it or taken anything out.
Now, the janitor decides to give him a pep talk and says, you know, and he reminds him about his first day of work. And we flash back to young Ted meeting Cox for the first time. He has hair. He's in a very dapper 70s outfit. And Kelso says, would you mind doing me one tiny little favor? And he goes, sure. And we cut to him, and the favor is that he cleans Kelso's car with a toothbrush to get the dead cat guts off of it that he hit.
And that's how their relationship began.
Yes, and Kelso reveals that he says the cat was a fast little guy. He had to cross over two lanes of the highway to get him, just to reveal how evil Kelso is.
He saw the cat and was like. So it wasn't the cat jumped out in front of him.
No, he went for him. He crossed two lanes.
Oh, look at the cat.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, that's Kelso.
Wow.
So anyway, the point is that the janitor is giving Ted a pep talk. You have the chance to start anew. Be a confident man. Put your shoulders back. You know, you're not going to be a gopher anymore.
And so Ted goes back to Dr. Cox and says, you know, my job is not to get you coffee. I am not going to do that. I am not your gopher.
Yes.
And Cox says, okay, fine. You don't have to do that. That's fair enough. What's up? That's what's up. And Ted celebrates like he's just won the lottery.
Yeah. He's never been so happy in his whole life. He can't believe it. He's having like an orgasm.
He's never won before. He's never had a win this big before.
Yes. The ability to stop getting his boss coffee for years and years and years has ended. And he has so much confidence that the janitor says, why don't you ask a girl out? And we see the beautiful Shalina, who is Sarah's stand-in, plays a nurse. And he comes up to her and he says, okay, come on, go ask her out. And he goes, Cindy, I want to make you pregnant. And he's like, okay. Off. And she runs off, of course. And he's like, okay, well, let's walk before we run in so many words. But he's created a monster because Ted has found himself.
Not only has Ted found himself, but Ted realizes, listen, I have a voice and it needs to be heard.
Right. And he really, really wants to play cards on Tuesday nights.
He informs the brain trust that that's what he wants to do.
Yes.
And the janitor's like, no, you're not a decider. You don't decide what happens with the brain trust activities. I'm the decider in this situation.
Right. The janitor says that it's not a democracy. It's a dictatorship disguised as a democracy, and that he, the janitor, is in charge. But it's too late because he's created a monster. And Ted is so mad that he splits up into the brain bunch.
Yeah,
he
splits the brain trust in half and forms his own group called the Brain Bunch.
Right.
And
that
shit was hilarious.
Why is Todd, when he's flexing, making that noise? He's making like a what is that noise when people do that to breasts?
Motorboat.
Why is he making a motorboating noise? When he's flexing.
He's really excited to be a part of the Brain Trust. And Doug is really excited to be a part of the Brain Bunch. That shit was hilarious. Ooh, wow, the Brain Bunch. And then Todd goes over to the janitor. Brain Trust, I'm staying. And then he makes some muscles. And the janitor goes, yeah. He goes, hey, do you think we could switch? Because I'd rather have
Doug
instead. And then they switch, and Todd's still excited about being in the brain, but he's just as excited. So he makes the motorboat sound again.
Yeah, and then he flexes again. Brain Bunch. It just makes no sense. I understand why he was motorboating while flexing.
It's the Todd.
He's hilarious, though.
Yeah. I mean, this was his episode. He had so many great moments in it.
So then we cut to
like when, because we could go back though. When he calls the brain trust meeting into order, and Todd goes, "I'd like to make a motion."
That's true.
Yeah. And he goes, "If you mean by standing up and humping the air, if that what's
we're making,
by
making some sexual gesture, then sure, no, right.
Then no." And he goes, "So I'd like to strike that." Then
but he goes, "Withdrawn."
Withdrawn. Yeah, withdrawn.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Dude. All right. So JD and Elliot are on this very. This kind of went nowhere. I mean,
I thought when the lights changed that y'all were gonna kiss, man. When it got all sunny
and wait, before you get to that, yes, of course, the John Inwood has such a tell with his cinematography that when it gets all warm lighting and the lens is like has filters, soft filters in front of it, it's like, oh, it's gonna be a romantic scene. Because they're clearly
a fake out.
Well, they're clearly beginning. We'll get there, but they're clearly starting it back up again. But anyway, this whole JD and Elliot at the fast food chain thing, I thought was sort of random. But the point is that he wishes Turk was there because he and Turk would have some adventure and goof around somehow. And she's like, that's so rude. Why are you wishing somebody else was here? I can goof around. They put up a sign that requires people to yell at the drive-in, which causes the man to be pulled into a car and driven off. The cops come. I didn't think it was all that funny.
And you didn't go to jail for any of it either. Like,
it didn't make much sense. I think they just needed a reason for.
Although that is the funniest Jackass, and this could be because of Jackass being out at the time when they kidnapped Brad Pitt in front of Pink's hot dog, and the people are like, "Yeah, no." They call the cops. The people call the cops, and they're like, "No, listen, no, yes, I'm at Pink's. Brad Pitt has just been kidnapped. I was there."
that was a Jackass thing they did?
That was a Jackass thing. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe in some way they were trying to, I don't know.
What was this? If you analyze what was the story beat point, it was that JD and Elliot are kind of starting to hang out again and flirting a little bit, but she's jealous that he'd rather hang out with Turk, I guess, is what the beat is.
Yeah, I mean, or that she wants to hang out with him and do, she wants to take their relationship to a different level now, is really what the beat is. The beat is, I can do all of those things that you do with Turk. If you want to hang out with somebody, you should hang out with me. It's not that she's jealous. She's pretty much putting herself out there. And JD, I don't know, man. When the shit changed, I thought, oh, JD knows that she's putting herself out there. But then he didn't do nothing about it at the end.
Yeah,
I don't understand this shit.
Then we'll get to the ending, but it's clear that dun dun dun, they're gonna fucking start hooking up again. All right. So they do this Legal Custodians spoof of a sitcom, which
I'm a lawyer, I'm a janitor. Together we adopted a kid. We're legal custodians. Get it?
We're legal custodians. Now, the funniest thing, funnier than the sitcom spoof, was that we call it back with that Chyron on the graphic on the bottom of the screen. Now, NBC used, I don't know if NBC still does this. I don't really watch NBC anymore, but.
Well, you will be this fall when the show that I'm doing with Mike O'Malley, the lovely. Lovely Abigail Spencer and John Cryer, the handsome John Cryer, comes out.
Yeah, what's it called?
We don't have a name yet.
Okay, well, I'll definitely be watching it. But NBC, at the time, was doing this thing where they would put giant graphic ads, like a football game kind of shit, at the bottom of your show that you worked so hard on, promoting like the next show that was coming up. And you'd be like, you know, we worked so hard on this. Can you not put your ads like over the fucking show?
Didn't sometimes the ads have sound too and would take away from, I don't know.
They don't have sound, but they were so distracting. And I remember it just being like, I mean.
Didn't it start off with the boom, boo, boo. And then it would.
I don't know if during the shows there was sound, but I remember they were big. So anyway, this was Bill making fun of that by having calling back the joke and having the graphic come that big across the screen, which I thought was funny. And then by the way, when you cut back to baby Sam, who's so adorable, sitting on the cafeteria table, you can see that he's looking at the boom mic, because I think this happens a lot with children. You know, when you have you'll see it a lot in movies now that I pointed out, but when you have a baby particularly or a small child, they're often looking up because what's dangling right above their head is the boom mic. And a kid has no idea why that's there. It just looks like something to play with or touch.
Well, the crazy thing is that kids have mobiles when they're growing up.
Right.
And that's made for them to reach at and you know, be curious about and stuff like that. So you throw a boom mic at a kid. Look, just because they're on TV and are professional actors and shit don't mean that they're not children, that they're not babies.
I know.
So they see the boom mic and they're like, a mobile.
I know. So now you audience members will notice that. You know, how many times you see babies and little kids looking straight up because they're looking at the boom mic that's dangling over their head. In fact, in my new movie, A Good Person, coming out March 24th.
Can't wait.
Please go see it. You can watch the trailer on YouTube. We had this adorable toddler, and he was very talkative in a scene with Florence. And I was just kind of getting him to chat with Florence, and I was just shooting the whole thing because it was so natural and real. And he was just kind of staying, and he didn't know he was in character. He was just talking to Florence, and I was planning on using a lot of it because it was just perfect. And then all of a sudden, he looks up at the boom mic, and he goes, "What are you guys doing up there?"
Oh, no.
Cutie.
What are you guys up to up there?
That's sweet.
And it was so sweet and cute.
But you were like, I can't make the movie.
No, I didn't use that, obviously, but I used other things with him just naturally talking to her, not barely knowing. I don't even know if he knew he was in a movie. He was just chatting with Florence. It was awesome.
That's wonderful.
Okay. When they do this announcement gag, so the this is so broad, but Cox, as the new chief, has doesn't want his office is now the doctor's lounge. So he's moved the guy who does hospital announcements into that room. It's almost like an airplane Zucker Brothers joke. And then when he's doing his announcements, where he's like, Jordan, you look nice today. And they cut to that Carla with a patient. That patient that Carla's with is Buddy, who was a
That older is Buddy. I was wondering. Yeah.
He was an older guy who was our generator operator for the show. And so he had, I just wanted to point out, he had a cameo there.
Also, in the background, I didn't know if you saw this, but the guy that won the auction to be a background performer on in Scrubs is in the scene where the janitor's bigging up Ted. I don't know if you noticed in the background, he's there as a doctor.
When he's digging up Ted, what do you mean?
Bigging up, bigging, like, oh, so
what does that mean, bigging up?
When you gas somebody, when you get somebody ready for a big.
Oh, that's called bigging them up when you
So like when you're like, yo, I got this audition. I don't know what I'm gonna do. And I'm like, go for yours.
Oh, then you're bigging me up.
I'm trying to get you ready.
Oh, I always big you up on FaceTime and on the phone.
No doubt.
You That's got this.
You got this. That's how we do it. That's you got to be supportive. When you're showing support.
When I send you a gift that is inspiring.
You don't be sending me inspiring gifts. You'll be sending me gifts to make me laugh, man.
Yeah, I do. You only respond to some of them, though. You guys have that friend out there that you send funny gifts to and they only respond to some of them?
Stop.
It's the worst.
So I saw a mic cord in my orange sweater. Did you see the mic cord?
I did see the mic cord.
When I walk into camera, too. That's even crazier.
So, you know, we all have these hidden mics. In fact, Joe Foglia, our genius sound mixer for all seasons of Scrubs.
You fucked up on this one, though, Joe.
You did fuck up. Well, you know why he fucked up?
Tanya, because, you fucked up, too.
Joe figured out early on that the stethoscopes we wear around our neck would often hit where the hidden mic is underneath our scrubs. So he built the microphones into the stethoscopes.
Oh,
genius.
Yeah.
Genius.
Very cool.
It's very smart and very clever. And that way they didn't hit each other. And then obviously if you had a scene where your stethoscope needed to come off for some reason, he would switch to a normal mic. But, you know, every movie you see, especially nowadays, people have wireless mics hidden on their clothing. And the mic needs to go, the wire needs to go in a clever way. Usually they kind of take it around your pectoralis major or your breast. So it's hidden. But definitely, there's a zoom into Donald's orange shirt, and you can definitely see a mic wire. For yeah, those of you who wire. Love fuck-ups.
This is the one.
How about...
But I will say this. We probably had the most awesome... Joe's gone on to work with Bill on so many other things.
Joe was just on the new...
Tanya, all of them have gone on to work with Bill on so many other things.
Both Joe and Kevin, who was our boom op, were on the Bill's new show with Vince Vaughn in which I acted.
Yes,
down in Florida. It's pretty. There was this meta moment where JD, when Cox is like, "What are you doing?" and JD says, "I'm just doing this thing where I use a slice of wisdom from someone else's life to solve a problem in my own life." And he goes, "I do it almost every week."
Yeah.
That was cute.
I thought that was it's also a great message. You know what I mean? You get inspiration from so many places.
Yeah.
Why not look at some of the things that you see out there and apply it to yourself?
Exactly. We all really do that. Maybe not in voiceover for millions and millions of people, but.
And maybe not, and maybe not weekly.
Yeah. So it ends with this scene with the warm lighting and the soft filters. That is clearly a tell that there's a little bit of romance brewing again. Uh-oh. Because it ends, he goes, "I want to hang out with you." And then it cuts to them. We're all in the coffee shop. Donald, Turk taps Carla for some sex. We know that's going to happen. And it ends with this, you know, camera, you know, going up and craning up and moving back as JD and Elliot adorably play with the child. And it doesn't take much to figure out that something's brewing.
You know, this whole episode is about compromise. And it's also about fear of what your past can do to you, too. Like, Elliot is so happy that the person that she gave Plomox to didn't die because of her, you know? And not to this extent, but this is what we all go through in life. Like, you know, you pray that your fuck ups from the past don't come to bite you in the ass in the future, right? You pray that those things.
And that you like, learn, and that you learn from them.
And that you learn, right. Saying that I bought this shit, this is my shit to my wife and stuff like that. I promise you, that's going to come back and bite me in the ass.
Well, good for you for, listen, I think the most important, we all say something we regret. The important thing is that when you calm down, you go and take responsibility and apologize. And in that story with Casey, obviously, it sounds like it went a smidgen far with packing a bag and leaving.
And wanting to go to a bar. When she said, I wanted to go to a bar, I was like, what?
But anyway,
the fuck are you going to find at a bar?
The moral of the story is that when y'all calm down, that you were able to take responsibility and say, I'm sorry. And I think that's what we all aspire in a relationship when we fuck up with our friendships, our family, our lovers.
And there's a perfect example with Scrubs where there's a lot of miscommunication. And, you know, these people all have the wherewithal to recognize that they're not coming 100% in the relationship and speak up for themselves.
Turk's about to come 100% in his relationship.
He's about to come 110% up in that.
What you trying to get into one day soon? What you trying to do? All right, listen. So we did some chat GPT.
This is the weirdest thing ever, but you know what?
I'm here for it. I think it's funny. It's very zeitgeisty, I think. Right, Daniel? And I think it's this is the penultimate episode of Scrubs season 7. Next week, we will do the Princess Bride episode for you. Which is the season finale. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to take a quick break and we will come back and we will read what the ChatGPT robot thought was good Scrubs material. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Have you tried the new Target Circle? It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. And try the new Target Circle 360. It's for the VIP Target shoppers. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
You know that feeling when you just have something you need to get off your chest? It's like a rain cloud following you around in your life.
People all carry around different stressors, big and small. Everyone has stress, but we all handle it differently.
When you keep your emotions bottled up, it can start to affect you negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
We talk all the time about how much therapy has benefited us.
Therapy isn't just for those who have experienced a major life trauma. Therapy can help everyone with daily challenges with friends, family, and other relationships.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should start with BetterHelp.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/realfriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/realfriends.
And we're back!
And we're back! Fuck your sound effects. Fuck your sound effects machine.
All right, we're back, everybody. All right, so I asked ChatGPT, I said, write a scene from the TV show Scrubs, where JD and Turk talk about guy love. And now we will perform the robot's writing for you. Are you ready, Donald?
I believe I am.
And I'll read the stage directions when they come up. Okay, Donald? Uh-huh. Okay, here we go. This is the first scene of Scrubs that's been written since the show was canceled. And it was written by a robot. Hey, Turk, what's up?
Not much. Just hanging out. What's up with you?
Just thinking about the concept of guy love.
Oh, you mean like how we love each other?
Yeah, exactly. But is it just a friendship or is it something more?
Man, it's definitely something more. We're like brothers, but better.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but some people might think it's weird or even gay.
JD, we're not gay. We just love each other in a special way. Who cares what other people think? We know how we feel, and that's all that matters.
You're absolutely right, Turk. You're absolutely right. I love you, man.
I love you too, JD.
High five.
High five.
And then the stage direction says they high five. Now let's go get some shawarma.
Now you're talking. But Turk would say, now that's what I'm talking about.
Well, it got close, and then they exit the room. I mean, come on, thunderous applause.
I like that it's what I love about it is like a more you know campaign. The more you know, guy love isn't gay.
What did Joelle Dale, your thoughts on the robot's writing?
I feel safe. Everyone keeps saying AI is going to take our jobs, but I feel strongly that probably won't happen.
I think AI is going to go racist. That's all.
Well, yeah, I mean, it takes input from the internet. So, yes, eventually it will.
AI is going to be like, AI going to be saying some of the hardest shit that anybody's ever heard.
Yeah, well, didn't that happen, Joelle? They taught.
It's happened a few times. It's happened a couple of times now.
It became an alt-writer, like, real quick.
Yeah. They had to shut that down. Oh, my goodness.
Fucking A, dude.
All right, wait. All right, so now.
Guy Love Scene 2?
Yes, Guy Love Scene 2, Donald. You ready?
Yeah.
Tell me when you're ready to perform.
I think I'm ready.
Okay. Here are the stage directions. JD and Turk are sitting in the doctor's lounge drinking coffee. JD is flipping through a magazine while Turk is scrolling through his phone. JD. Dude, check this out. There's an article in here about how men who have close friendships are happier and healthier.
Yeah, I've heard that before. It's called guy love.
Guy love? That sounds kind of gay.
No way, man. It's just about having a best friend who you can talk to and hang out with. It's not about being gay.
But isn't it kind of strange for two straight guys to be that close?
JD, you're my best friend. We tell each other everything. We hang out all the time, and we even have a secret handshake. Is that gay?
I guess it's not when you put it that way. It's just that society has this idea that men can't be that close without it being gay.
Well, society can suck it. Guy love is just about having a strong bond with another man. And I'm happy to have that with you, JD.
Same here, Turk. Guy love for life.
Guy love for life.
They fist bump and continue drinking their coffee.
Amazing. Amazing.
That's fucking art. I'm sorry, everybody.
You're being facetious right now, aren't you?
I think it's fucking insane that that fucking robot wrote that scene and at least had it made some bit of sense.
Oh, God.
All right, now the eagle ride.
Oh, gosh.
Come on. I think the audience is loving this.
Okay. I hope you're loving this.
Audience, I hope you're loving this. Let us know. Let us know if you're loving it, and we'll make it a weekly thing. If you hate it, we won't. All right. This is the last scene. This is I put into Chat GPT, write a scene where JD and Turk ride an eagle. An eagle. JD and Turk were sitting in the hospital cafeteria discussing their plans for the weekend. JD. Dude, I've been wanting to go on that eagle ride at the zoo for ages. Want to come with me?
Eagle ride? Are you serious? That sounds like a terrible idea.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun. Plus, it's not every day you get to fly on the back of an eagle.
Fine. But if I die, I'm blaming you.
They arrived at the zoo and made their way to the eagle ride. JD was visibly excited, while Turk looked skeptical.
They climbed onto the back of the eagle and were lifted into the air. This is amazing. Look at the view.
I think I'm going to be sick.
JD laughed and patted Turk on the back. Relax, man. Just enjoy the ride. Turk reluctantly looked around and began to enjoy the experience. They soared above the zoo, taking in the sights and feeling of freedom. As the ride came to an end, JD turned to Turk. See, I told you it would be fun.
Okay, you were right. That was pretty cool.
They walked away from the eagle ride, both with smiles on their faces. Maybe next time we can ride the lion.
No way, man. I draw the line in lions.
Spectacular.
Yo, okay, so first
if that
of
ain't
all,
art, I don't know what is.
First of all, I'm going to say the AI missed a great opportunity to have Turk and or JD yell out, eagle.
Right.
It didn't happen. Also, that shit at the end reminds me of Blazing Saddles. No way. 12's my limit on Snitzen, Drugen.
All right. I think it's beautiful. All right. So I put into ChatGPT to write a rap about JD and Turk being best friends in the style of Busta Rhymes. And here is Donald to perform it.
JD and Turk, the best friends. Their bond will never, ever, ever, ever end. Together, they're like a force to be reckoned with. Y'all better watch out. This friendship is a bond that's richer than any gold or precious gem. They're always down for each other. No matter the weather, they're a brother. They're like Batman and Robin McCullough. JD and Turk, the best friends for life. Their friendship is a bond like no other. They're like salt and pepper. They complete each other. Together, they're stronger like no other. Their friendship is a bond that'll never sever. JD and Turk, forever and ever. Busta Rhymes flow, ain't no denying. JD and Turk, always flying, shining. The friendship is a bond, that's true, that's true. The dynamic duo, what you gonna do? Busta Rhymes flow, ain't no denying. JD and Turk, always flying and shining. The friendship is a bond, that's true. They're the dynamic duo. Nigga, what you gonna do?
We should specify that the AI didn't add the N-word, but Donald put a little flair on it. All right, Daniel, you can stitch that together, right?
Yes, sir.
This is my best version of it. I'm sorry if it doesn't fit.
Well, we did it live on the fly. I think Busta Rhymes would be proud of what you and the robot came up with.
Busta Rhymes, I love you. You're one of my favorite rappers of all time.
In this world, Busta Rhymes listens to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, fans, we love you. Thank you all so much for coming and listening. We'll be back next week with the Princess Bride episode. Please do check out the trailer for my movie. You can find it on YouTube. It's called A Good Person. It stars Morgan Freeman, Florence Pugh, and Molly Shannon, and it's coming out March 24th. So please keep that on your radar. And we'll see you next week. Donald, count us out.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that we all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.